More than 60% of funding for K-12 education in Illinois comes from local dollars, the bulk of that money from property taxes. But Champaign Democrat Mike Frerich says relying on property taxes creates major funding gaps for schools statewide.
The biggest problem I see with our education system is the huge disparities between the wealthiest school districts and the poorest school districts.
Senator Frerich says all students should have equal access to a quality education, regardless of where they live. Take, for example, Armstrong School District 225, with one high school campus in Vermilion County. According to the State Board of Education, the school received $825,000 in property taxes last year. In contrast, New Trier Township High School District 203, with two campuses in Cook County, received some $80 million.
The quality of education you're likely to receive as a child is radically different depending on what town you're born into or what street you're born on. And that's just unfair. I think it's a moral problem we need to address.
Frerich says there should be a greater emphasis on education funding based on a per-pupil statewide average and less reliance on property taxes to support schools. Champaign Republican John Bamanac believes property taxes are a more stable funding source for education than income or sales taxes. But he would ultimately like to fund schools differently.
The funding should follow the child. We're funding a child's education. We should stop looking at, okay, we need to fund this bureaucracy or that bureaucracy. We should fund a child's education, and that funding should travel with the child wherever they go in whatever educational system they're in, whether it's charter or so on.
Bamanac also thinks school administrators make too much money. He says there might be opportunities to trim salaries to better support education. Funding education is one thing, but assessing it is another. With the passage of No Child Left Behind during the George W. Bush administration, a greater emphasis on standardized testing developed to evaluate school success. The measure seeks to bring every student to a single national standard by 2014. But Senator Frerich says we shouldn't connect student performance on individual tests with school funding.
You see a lot of teaching towards the test. It's not necessarily concerned with education and expanding children's minds and their ability to learn and process information, but the ability of children to do very well in this one test because their funding is so reliant on it.
Bamanac agrees No Child Left Behind hasn't been effective, but his concern is about the federal government gaining more control over the assessment of teacher-student performance.
Teaching the test is a means of accountability. Accountability is a great thing, but accountable to who? Our schools need to be accountable to their local communities and parents.
And that's where these two men agree. They both feel teachers and parents should have a greater say in what goes on in Illinois classrooms. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.